National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include New Zealand relaxes regulations for industrial hemp, Normal announces the 22nd annual Key West Legal Seminar, and Normal Advisory Board member travel author Rick Steves contacts Washington policymakers with this message: decriminalize marijuana possession for adults. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today from Wellington, New Zealand. New Zealand relaxes regulations for industrial hemp. Beginning August 1st, the New Zealand Health Ministry will introduce a new regulatory system for the processing, cultivation, and distribution of industrial hemp as an agricultural crop, according to a press release issued by the Director General of Health. The new system will allow individuals and organizations to apply for a license to cultivate approved varieties of industrial hemp and will allow growers to apply for other varieties to be considered for research and cultivation. Approved varieties of hemp will include only those containing less than 0.5% of THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis. Derek Fitzgerald, director of MedSafe, the medicine regulatory agency overseeing the new program, commented that, quote, "The new regulations take into account the low drug content of hemp, which was previously subjected to the same strict controls as those placed on illicit cannabis," close quote. The new regulations come after a two-year trial period to determine if industrial hemp has a potential as a cultivation crop and if the cultivation can be controlled and regulated. However, Fitzgerald did note that, quote, "The new regulations still classify industrial hemp as a controlled drug and consider it an offense to advertise hemp for psychoactive purposes or to supply it to unauthorized persons," close quote. Further, the new licensing system will cover only hemp, while other varieties of cannabis will continue to be regulated under the Misuse of Drugs Act of 1975. Industrial hemp can be used for everything from food to body care products, to building materials, paper, and textiles, and as an alternative renewable energy source. Currently, over 30 countries have laws allowing the cultivation and production of industrial hemp. Next up today from Washington, D.C., Normal announces 22nd annual Key West Legal Seminar. This annual seminar for practicing criminal defense lawyers, scheduled for November 30th to December 2nd, will once again be held at the Pier House Resort and Caribbean Spa, located at the foot of Duval Street on the Gulf of Mexico. The hotel offers a full-service Caribbean spa with therapeutic body massages and island facials. They're holding a block of reduced-rate rooms for those attending the Normal Legal Seminar. "We have a faculty of outstanding defense attorneys lined up to provide the Continuing Legal Education, or CLE, program each morning, with the afternoons free for exploring the island, enjoying the beaches, or just hanging out with friends and colleagues. Program topics this year include advanced DUI motions, wrongful convictions and government leak cases, state constitutions and motions to suppress, practice tips for young lawyers and pushing the envelope, anti-terrorism and the war on drugs, and federal sentencing. Registration fee includes the three-day seminar, a continental breakfast each morning, and the opening reception on Thursday evening. The Saturday night Normal benefit banquet is an optional event, although we encourage everyone to attend. And finally today from Edmonds, Washington, Normal Advisory Board member travel author Rick Steves contacts Washington policymakers with this message: decriminalize marijuana possession for adults. Best-selling author, travel show host, and Normal Advisory Board member Rick Steves has sent a letter to every state and federal elected policymaker in his home state of Washington, asking them to immediately change state and federal laws such that marijuana possession and responsible adult use be decriminalized. Mr. Steves decided to contact his state's politicians after recently participating in two public lectures sponsored by Normal in Seattle and on Bainbridge Island. After the public lectures received heavy media coverage in the Seattle area, Steves received dozens of positive replies and notes of encouragement. Steves decided to share his experience with legislators in Washington State. Quote, "I've been on the advisory board of Normal for several years, so I see our marijuana laws as overly harsh and prohibition taking a negative and needless toll on our society, as alcohol did back in the early 1930s. In the interest of wise drug policy and harm reduction, I'm a proponent of taking the European approach and treating marijuana as a health rather than a criminal problem. I've always found that both politicians and the media secretly agree with my stance. While politicians may agree with me, they understandably fear the political fallout if they're considered soft on drugs. The point of my communication with you is that I have never had such overwhelming and positive feedback from a controversy that I've stepped into. Everywhere I've gone in the last week, people have thanked me for bravely addressing what is generally considered a painful prohibition in our society. After reviewing this, let me know if I can be of any help in supporting you to speak out to get America to take the crime out of marijuana." Close quote. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. And stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.